Salt, a substance so ordinary today that we barely notice it, once rivaled gold in value and shaped the course of human civilization. This simple mineral toppled governments, fueled revolutions, and built vast trading empires. Throughout history, societies waged wars over access to salt deposits and trading routes. Salt was so valuable that Roman soldiers received part of their payment as salarium, the origin of our word salary. As we sprinkle this common seasoning on our food without a second thought, it's almost impossible to imagine that this substance once held the power to determine the rise and fall of empires. Why has salt captivated humanity for thousands of years? The answer lies in its remarkable properties and essential role in our survival. Sodium chloride enables nutrient transport, nerve impulses, and muscle movement in our bodies. Without it, we die. Throughout history, salt preserved both food and bodies, giving it profound metaphorical significance as a symbol of permanence across Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. When humans began domesticating animals around 11,000 BCE, salt demand increased dramatically as these creatures require substantial amounts. As agriculture developed and humans settled in permanent communities, salt became one of the first international trade commodities and early industries. Despite being nearly ubiquitous on Earth, salt was desperately sought after until modern geology revealed its abundance. For millennia, it represented wealth, stockpiled by merchants, taxed by governments, and used as payment. The story of salt is ultimately the story of power, innovation, and human ingenuity across millennia, a substance that has been both a necessity for survival and a luxury for the wealthy. China's salt production history spans 4,000 years, beginning with crystal harvesting from Lake Yuncheng in 6,000 BCE. Yi Dun revolutionized the industry around 450 BCE by introducing iron pan brine boiling, a method that prevailed for two millennia. The Chinese primarily use salt in fermented condiments, notably zhang, salt-fermented fish, which evolved into soy sauce when soybeans replaced fish. Chinese innovation continued with groundbreaking technological advances. By 100 CE, they pioneered the world's first documented use of natural gas to heat brine. Their percussion drilling techniques of the mid-11th century created deep wells using bamboo tubes and leather valves. Salt's significance extended to governance, with the Chinese character yuan reflecting state control and taxation dating to 2000 BCE. The Mediterranean region developed equally sophisticated salt economies. Egyptians created influential preservation methods, including oxalam sauce and fish-based condiments. Their discovery of natron, the divine salt, proved essential for mummification. Romans industrialized salt preservation across their empire, with fermented fish sauces like garum becoming crucial to Mediterranean commerce and cuisine. Venice rose to power through salt commerce, initially as producers but later as traders. By the 13th century, Venice's government subsidized salt merchants, allowing them to dominate trade in spices and grain. Genoa emerged as a rival, advancing maritime insurance, banking, and large-scale shipping. Northern Europe's cold, wet climate posed challenges for salt production, spurring innovation. Solutions included peat salt from burning seawater-soaked peat and extracting saltier water from sea depths through hollow tree trunks. The Hanseatic League solved the northern salt shortage by controlling river trade routes and importing Portuguese and French salt for Baltic fisheries. Salt transformed fishing practices. Crews could preserve catches at sea instead of racing to market. This increased fish availability across Europe, with salt cod and herring becoming crucial famine prevention foods. As daily salt consumption nearly doubled between the 16th and 18th centuries, the salt fish trade shifted economic power northward from the Mediterranean, reshaping European dynamics for centuries. Salt taxation has historically been linked to political unrest and revolution. German botanist Matthias Jakob Schleiden observed in 1875 that while democracies like ancient Athens avoided salt taxes, tyrannical governments embraced them. France's Gabelle salt tax epitomized governmental excess. What began as a modest levy grew into a major revenue source, requiring everyone over 8 to purchase 7 kilograms annually at inflated prices, with restrictions on its use for food preservation. Regional price disparities led to widespread smuggling. Salt smugglers became folk heroes, while the gabellus, tax collectors, were despised for their arbitrary powers of arrest. By the late 1700s, thousands faced severe punishment for gabelle violations, contributing to the French Revolution. In America, British-imposed salt restrictions and naval blockades created critical shortages during the Revolutionary War. Later, during the Civil War, the South's limited salt production became a strategic weakness. General Sherman deemed salt eminently contraband for its essential role in preserving military food supplies. These cases demonstrate how salt taxation could catalyze major political upheavals and shape the course of revolution. Before British rule, India had abundant, cheap salt. When Cheshire producers couldn't compete with Orissa salt, the British banned it in Bengal and declared a monopoly by 1804. They built a 2,500-mile customs line with a 14-foot thorn hedge, employing 12,000 people to maintain it and collect salt taxes. Gandhi recognized salt's universal impact across all Indian castes. On March 12, 1930, he began a 240-mile march to Dandi with 78 followers. 25 days later, surrounded by thousands, he broke British law by collecting salt from the shore after dawn prayers. Protests spread along India's coastline, with women leading many demonstrations. Despite police brutality, protesters remained nonviolent. The movement sparked nationwide civil disobedience, resulting in up to 100,000 arrests. The Gandhi-Irvine Pact of March 1931 ended the campaign, allowing coastal Indians to collect salt for personal use, releasing political prisoners, and initiating talks on British administration. Gandhi had transformed a basic necessity into a powerful symbol of independence. The United States leads global salt production, with over 40 million metric tons annually, worth more than $1 billion. While 51% goes to road de-icing and only 8% to food, operations like Cargill's Detroit mine, with its 1,200-foot depth and 50 miles of underground roads, showcase modern industrial scale. Ironically, after centuries of pursuing pure white salt, today's affluent consumers prize impure varieties in gray and black, rejecting factory salt with its iodine and anti-caking additives. This shift has breathed new life into traditional salt-making regions like Gironde, Noirmoutier, and Île-de-Ré. The paludiers of Gironde now thrive producing gray salt and fleur-de-sel, the latter fetching prices 10 times higher using ancient harvesting methods documented since Roman times. Salt mines serve purposes beyond extraction, their stable environments and natural sealing properties making them ideal for preservation, even prompting consideration for nuclear waste storage. This revival of artisanal salt marks a remarkable transformation from necessity to luxury. After driving wars, monopolies, and revolutions throughout history, salt has evolved from mere survival necessity to a matter of culinary choice, with selections based on flavor, color, and origin rather than availability alone.